Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds.
Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-. So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
All right, Bob.
All right, and Andy. Andy, can we get on with this, please? Because I'm on a tight schedule. It'll get me training. It'll get me back for dinner date. Thank you. Let's have a brief menu and crack on.
Before we start,
yeah,
I'm not going to be dictated to by you about how long this takes.
Right. Let's I can only put the request in. If it falls fallow, then there you go.
Request ignored.
All right.
The fella that does the drones for us
on
audioboom.com.
Right.
He's asked if we could talk about stuff today that's mainly circular and triangular, because they're easier to draw.
Okay, well, I'll fire off straight away because he's in luck. Because I went to the Middlesbrough-Preston match on Saturday, and at a key moment in the match, someone... do you know those very amusing balloons that are long and then they take a little journey of their own? You know, like just... screechy balloons.
Oh, yeah, then.
Yeah, you've laughed as soon as you thought of it. You're loving it.
Love it.
And let one of them off.
Mm-hmm. You did.
I've just thought it's not round, is it?
It's not triangular either.
All right, check this out for size. Would you agree that buckets have got a certain roundness to them?
Well, in the top, yeah.
They're round, you know.
Yeah.
From the, do they call it the plan view? All right, but there's a bloke I know, right? He's a famous footballer, but... I want to still have another section about famous footballers. And he went to India, to Bombay. Absolutely, Mumbai, well, absolutely true. And he was so important that he had his insoles flown over from Savile Row in London. You know, I'm talking a man of means, yeah?
Yeah.
And a man who dresses properly.
Robbie Savage, isn't it?
He came out of the hotel and turned right. And a little Indian man jumped out of a bush, yeah? And from a bucket... threw a bucket of liquidy shit onto his shoes, yeah?
All over into the insoles as well.
Well, it'll have seeped through, won't it? The penetrative powers of feces are legendary, right? So, here's the thing, though, right? He scarpers off. Another little Indian man comes up and says, oh, sir, that's awful. Did the little man with the bucket do that to you? That's
terrible. Who I do not know, the stranger.
That strange little man. Oh, look. Come with me, sir. I've got a bucket of water, all the cleaning stuff to bring your shoes back good, and it's only $25. And I just thought that was the best scam.
Actual shit.
Yeah.
Don't you think it's the greatest scam? And he's offering to clean it off with a bit of water.
Yeah, for $25. I think $25. I'm sure it's rupees or something over there, isn't it?
It's going to need more than water.
Oh, but Andy, what a superb
con. It'd need a right good scrubbing.
Yeah. I just like the thought of the little man waiting with his bucket of Todd in the bush to jump out on someone with smart shoes.
This sounds like something for me to think about as a possible career move, I think.
Are you happy that I've introduced a circular item right near the top of the podcast?
You've introduced a circular item and you've introduced feces as well, which is a recurring theme on this podcast as well,
isn't it? I didn't mean to do that.
But it happens. Can I just go back to the theme music that we've got?
Yep.
That lovely, lilting, oriental theme music that we've got.
Yes.
Just as my way of kind of smoothing things over with the Far East, as I was on my way here today from Sunderland, my bus into town went past the Panda Oriental Buffet on Homeside. It's a bit of a niche reference, but if you're from Sunderland, you'll know what I mean. And there's a sign in the window that says, ring found, inquire within.
Right.
So if you've been in the Panda Buffet in Homeside recently and you've lost a ring, they've got it. Get yourself in.
Okay,
Andy
Dawson.
Get it back.
Serving the Oriental
community
like a rocket, like a bullet.
Like Henry Kissinger.
Like fire itself. Well done, you.
Thank you.
Are you going to bore us with a menu? Or?
Nah, not really. There's some stuff about mascots.
Hey, what's Steve McLaren doing at this moment now? Caught you out there.
Ooh, Steve McLaren right now, today, in God's 2016. I reckon he's sitting with a pen and paper and he's doing some sums.
Just doing sums.
He's doing some sums because he's thinking about getting himself one of them white vans.
What, see if he can make a
just
living
to
out
set
of it.
Himself up. A few light removals.
Man with a van.
A man with a
McLaren
van.
McLaren man with a van.
Maybe he's advertising the local paper or put a postcard in the post office window or in that bit in the supermarket where they have, you know, where they sell three-piece sweets and things. I reckon he's thinking about that. He wants to be his own boss for a while.
Yeah, of course he does. I mean,
who doesn't?
I don't think it's a great day for Steve today. I've got two images in my head. I'm thinking he's trying on some novelty oven gloves.
Right.
But it hasn't raised a smile and he's just thrown them into his flip.
Has he getting them off eBay, do you think?
I don't really know. I can just see, you know, that.
Has he purchased them or is he just trying them on somewhere?
No, I think there's something going on in another part of the house and he's crept off because, you know, the way he feels at the moment. He's tried the gloves on thinking that would cheer him up and it hasn't worked. But he could be at a funeral, just smiling, grinning his face, his head off, couldn't he?
That state of denial that he lives in.
But here's one, and this might also, you might also like to put this down as my joke of the week.
Is it time for your joke already?
Well, no,
you are in a hurry today, aren't you?
I'm not necessarily saying it is the joke. Maybe Steve is trying to light a fag that he's found in the park, yeah? And he's saying, judge me after 10 matches. Do you see?
10 matches.
You're not accepting that as a story, as a joke, or...
But who lights a fag with a match these days? Everyone's got lighters, haven't they?
All right, so that's gone then.
That's not your joke then?
Well, no, now it's not my joke, but I will be back.
You can have another one later on.
Oh, I'll be back, all right.
I don't think you're allowed to do that. You've either got a joke or you haven't. You kind of just deliver it and then go, that didn't work, I'll try another one later on. It's like on The X Factor where they do a song and they sing it badly. And Cowell goes, have you got another song? And they do like a ballad and they do it beautifully.
That's me.
That's you.
That's putting a lot of pressure on me next joke. My next joke isn't...
Don't do it now.
Did you hear about the Indian man who was addicted to karaoke called Get Up to Sing?
That's your joke.
You're giving that as a joke?
That's it.
I have told a joke.
That's
I've told a joke. You didn't like it, did you, that I took that you had to laugh?
I'd quite like that one, actually. Probably because I've been drinking.
I'm learning the Indian language at the moment.
Are you?
Yeah,
how's
sari seems to be the hardest word. Come on then, let's go.
The reason you're here, though,
above
all else, is because you are football's memory man, Bob.
Yeah, and it should. I know you haven't got time to. You should put echo on it, and I'll introduce it as like memory man.
Okay, I'll do something with that for next week. And
okay, you'll make
it
like Pinky and Perky, won't you?
Yeah. Anyway, might do it today. Here we go.
All right,
today's memory
me.
Man challenge. Do you remember during the 3-day week in 1973-74 when midweek matches were played in the afternoons instead of the evenings to save on floodlight use? Do you remember that, Bob?
Yes.
Oh, there it is.
And in fact, Andy, I went to one of those matches.
Because you were jobless.
At Ayrton Park, because they shut the schools as well for electric. And we went on the afternoon and I saw Middlesbrough play Man United, including Alex Stepney, George Best and Bobby Charlton. Get me. Not
wow.
The big joke man now, am I?
Oh, historian as well as everything else.
Yeah, no, I do.
What
I
was
do
the
remember.
Result?
It was nil each and they beat us 1-0 in the replay.
Okay. The 3-day week, though, that was all right, wasn't it? We could do with that again, I think.
Oh, it was sweet as a nut.
Bit of darkness. Bit of darkness never hurt anyone.
I haven't worked a 3-day week for years.
Same here.
What do you do? One? Half? Two?
Couple hours.
Couple hours.
This. But yeah, more of that, I think.
Mm.
More 3-day weeks and less 9-day weeks.
Less of the 5 days.
Anything you want to talk about?
Yeah, of course I do. One of the first things I'd like to ask you, because, you know, I think you're down as the 91st most annoying man on Twitter, yeah?
Yeah, but that was a while ago. So okay. I think I'm now a lot more people are on Twitter since that poll was done.
Yeah.
So I'm probably top 30 now.
But I know that you're more like the 91st most annoyed person, because when people say things that aren't correct, you're quite rightly, to be honest, you're on the back, aren't you?
Oh, yeah.
It annoys you.
Like a limpet.
Right. So I wanted to run this past you for judgment. Not that you enjoy being judgmental, Andy,
no,
in any way whatsoever. But irony, yeah? Once when I played for Middlesbrough Borough Boys, we went to a training camp in Hexham.
Yeah.
Me and my mate tunnelled under the tuck shop, lifted the floorboards and nicked a box of Frosties, right?
Is that all?
This really short. Next morning, as we were having our breakfast, as I was eating Frosties, because they're
great,
yeah, the boss of the camp walked in and said, which one of you lot is responsible for the theft of the Frosties? Is that ironic that I was eating Frosties as he was looking for the person who'd stole? Is that ironic?
Yes.
It is ironic.
Yes.
Oh, nice one. I thought it might be.
Was it the Frosties that you'd nicked?
No, that would that be more
ironic?
What
did you do with the Frosties you'd nicked?
I imagine we ate them dry.
Did you sell them on the black market?
But there isn't much of a black market at a camp in the middle of nowhere.
And back in the 70s wasn't there? Sure, well, Frosties during the 3-day week.
You know, as a 13-year-old, I wouldn't have had that idea. You ate Frosties because they're great. Tony the Tiger.
Could you not have gone in a pub and just flogged them?
I don't think that we didn't have that culture now. It's the sort of culture that's spread down from Sunderland, you know, of people.
Send a big lad in to flog them. Box of Frosties. It was a 3-day week. It's like rationing, isn't it? Everyone's desperate.
Yeah, no. Can I ask you another irony one then? As I got one to, I'll be incredibly quick, right?
Well, we've got 8% of football to get on to.
Okay, point just like, me and me mate, right?
Yeah.
We're in Keswick. And they had one of those outdoor glass-fronted boxes displaying their knives, the hunting knives, the pen knives, and so on, right? And it was pissing down with rain, and we stopped, but we realised that you could pull the latch up and just get a knife. So we stood there in the pouring rain for about 3 hours till we had the bottle to make the move, and we nicked a throwing knife, yeah?
Yeah.
We ran down to the lake, realised we were clear, got the throwing knife out and threw it at a tree. It missed the tree and went straight into the lake.
Idiots.
But is that ironic that we stole a throwing knife?
No.
Then threw it?
It's not ironic, it's incompetent. If I was going to throw a throwing knife, I would make sure that my target had dry land beyond it.
Yeah.
And not a lake.
No, you wouldn't.
That's the mark of an arsehole.
Okay, fair enough. Thank you for indulging me in that. Let's see what you've got for us.
Basically, I don't want to break this to you now, but this is going to be my last podcast that I'm going to do.
Okay.
I've been signed up for Geordie Shore.
Geordie Shore?
Yeah.
Really?
So I'm starting on Monday.
What are you going to be?
9 o'clock.
What, a grubby landlord or something?
They want someone who can just sit and watch Channel 4 racing.
What, throughout the whole of the Geordie Shore
episode? Afternoon and drink like supermarket brand lager.
But don't you have to frolic with the lasses and go nightclubbing?
No, because it's like Geordie Shore's a 24-hour operation. They get the young'uns in to do the partying and the nightclubs and that.
Yeah.
But they want someone who's going to sort of just, you know, sit around on his arse and watch the racing and drink Tesco 2.8 strength lager.
And eat
just yeah.
Unbranded just, sausage
just,
rolls
just,
and
just
stuff.
Just a presence.
Mm. Well, so, I don't believe you, Andy.
No, it's true.
For me as an older viewer, I think I have tried to watch it. I couldn't stand it.
Well, I think that's why they're getting us in. It's a demographic thing. They want sort of people like yourself to tune in more.
What are those books you write? The Tabitha
Huntley Mysteries.
Mysteries. Is it because that information was revealed that you were approached?
Yeah. Solely on the back of that.
Yeah.
And I've been in touch with some people who do films as well about doing a Tabitha Huntley series of films.
There should be films. There could be the new Poirot.
The people who did the Harry Potter films.
Right.
Paramount.
Paramount want to do the Tabitha Huntley
movies. They want to do some Tabitha Huntley movies. So I'm banging them out at the minute.
Well, I wish you the best of luck as a background artist on Geordie Shore.
That's all I am, window dressing.
Well, I wish you best of luck with it.
Thanks. So, you know, make the most of this because it's the last one. I'll not be back.
Yeah, and I'll not shed a tear where you were looking for some reaction to that.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, you ain't going to get one. Do I go next or you?
You can have another go if you want.
All right. Now, every one of our listeners is fascinated by my incredible tales of meeting footballers, yeah?
Some of them are, yeah.
Yeah. Well, here's a new one for you. I met Lee Dixon. In fact, I had a night with Lee Dixon in a private members club playing snooker with him.
And again, is that a euphemism?
No, playing snooker.
Pocket billiards?
No, playing snooker. And there's a name for it. He did that.
Was it a full size table or
a six-foot?
Yeah, it was a full
size table. All right. And there's a name for it, but the shot where you go under the ball and it sometimes flies off the table.
Yeah.
Do you know the name for that shot?
I don't know what it's called.
It used to have a name, but anyway, he did, let's call it the, what should we call it? The
when you're trying to lob it over another ball.
Lob it over another ball, yeah. Or maybe you just do it in error.
The Bears Ripper.
We'll call it the Bears, yeah?
The Bears.
And he did a Bears, bang. The white ball flew off the table, right? Hit Stephen Fry right on his top hat. And his top hat, the rim of his top hat, fell into his porridge.
Oh, God. He keeps his brains in his top hat, doesn't he?
Well.
Did they all spill out?
But that's a true story.
Is it?
And yes, it is, actually.
All of it. Even the top hat.
It wasn't actually porridge. It was a broth. Your turn, Andy,
it's my
or
turn
I'll just...
Louis van Gaal.
Understood.
Yeah?
Man.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Is he clinically insane? Or is he just a knobhead?
No, that is difficult. He looks like Beavis and Butthead, doesn't he?
Yeah, both of them.
Yeah. Yeah, combined and swollen. That is... Is he clinically insane? I mean, I'm warming to
I think
him,
I've
slightly.
Covered ourselves legally by saying, or is he just a knobhead? Because it's going to be one of the two, isn't it?
Well, Andy, I'm not close enough to the man. I think his obsessive writing and his appearance is enough to make preliminary inquiries. And I will leave this place and I will make those inquiries.
He seems to be on a one-man mission to destroy Manchester United.
Yeah.
But the better at it he gets, or worse, depending on how you look at it, the more he seems to revel in it. It's like he's hiding in plain sight.
Yeah.
He's single-handedly destroying this once proud football club who operate in what's called the theatre of dreams.
Yeah.
Now, I think Trading Standards should be coming in soon and shutting them down on that thing.
No, but there's still dreams present, even if
what
those
kind
are
of dreams
of a demise of Louis van Gaal.
Right.
People are still dreaming.
Okay.
They're dreaming that their new crop of young players with double-barreled names, a lot of them seem to
aren't
have.
Aren't they?
So I don't know what that's about.
I like the right back. I've forgotten the first
I'm going to say he's called Bothwick Henson.
No, not him. It's something Mensa.
Tidworth Mensa?
Jeff Mensa.
Jeff Mensa, yeah.
He's the one who went off injured.
Yeah, no, that's Bothwick Fury, that one.
No, that's Bothwick Jackson you're thinking of. It's a different one.
And they've got Rochford up front.
Rochford,
right.
The pop star, yeah.
No, but you what, Andy, Ratchford? Ratchman?
Matchley Rochford.
Matchley, yeah, he's up front. I think there's some people wondering. They weren't bad at the weekend when I watched them. I think they were beat at the end.
As long as that
they
kid was on,
that
right back was on, and then Darmian came on and it all went tits up because they just...
Yeah.
Spurs ripped them apart down that right flank. We're getting dangerously close to football
analysis.
Yeah,
Darmian's a bit workmanlike, isn't he?
But that kid, though, the right back that went off injured, he's... What's the word I'm looking for? Swashbuckler.
He's a swashbuckler.
Isn't he?
Tick, ding, correct word.
He's potentially the best defender England's... got in the
he's
next 10 years.
Athletic.
But he's also got career-ending injury written all over him as well.
You reckon?
Because of his attitude.
Because of swashbuckling.
Because of the swashbuckling.
There's few that can spend a whole career swashbuckling without, in fact, buckling.
Stuart Pearce kind of did it.
He kind of did it. We have a lad at Middlesbrough called George Friend who seems...
Is he a swashbuckler?
Yeah, very
he
much
He seems
so.
Like a delicate sort.
No. You're thinking of the little deer in the Disney films. Or
oh,
something
yeah,
like that.
Yeah.
Easily done.
George Friend the deer.
Well, we're going to look into that for you, View. Is he clinically insane?
Or just a knobhead?
Now, Andy, I've got a new item I wanted to introduce to you. It's the only assistance of my wife. She wants to do an item which she called the wife's questions.
Right.
Because she's never met you, doesn't know who the hell you are.
Fair enough.
And I go off and spend this time, and she wants to know a little bit more about you. So I said you can have three questions.
Right, okay, then go on.
So she's asked, one, where do you get your hair done?
I do it myself.
You do it yourself?
I do it myself.
What were the, you've got a clipper
I've got
thing.
Some of them clippers and I do it myself. Do you want to know more about
do you
the process?
Do you? Yeah, I do. Of course I want to know more. Do you do it yourself out of tight arsedness?
Yes.
Fair enough. Right, carry on. Tell
and
me a bit more
because I've
about
just
it.
Basically got a crop
style,
a number one,
yeah.
which I can do myself.
Yeah.
And what I do, I set the ironing board up.
Yeah.
Right, and I get the latest issue of Private Eye.
Right.
And I put that down, open it up, pages 4 and 5.
Right.
And start shaving the hair, and it drops onto the Private Eye so that I'm not covering my ironing board in hair.
Are you shaving into a mirror, by the way, or just
No, I'm just going, you know.
Wow, I
instinct.
Yeah.
And I read the private eye as the hair's falling onto it. It's a kind of a race against time. How much of these pages can I read?
Yeah.
Before it's covered in me hair.
Do you enjoy it?
I do. Why? It's one of the best things I do.
It's not a chore.
I don't have many things in life that please me, but that's one of the best.
Okay, so he cuts her own hair.
Yes.
With a trimmer. The wife's second question...
Does he read Private Eye?
Yeah, you wish. Wife's second question is, how tall are you? Simple as that.
I always thought I was 5'6".
Right.
It turns out I'm 5'11".
You're 5'11"?
Yeah.
That's
a lie. I always thought I was 5'6".
Yeah.
And then a few years ago, I had to go to my doctors for a new doctor's because I'd moved house.
Right.
And I got a bit of a checkup done, and they did height and weight and all that sort of thing. Turns out I'm 5'7".
You're not 5'7", Andy.
I'm 5'7". That's been verified by a medical practitioner. So don't start with your...
What, are you going to say something like, up yours, mate?
Up your arse, pal, basically.
Okay. Right, that really hurts. You live in a bungalow, Andy, wife's question. But is it a dormer bungalow?
I'm not prepared to answer that.
Why wouldn't you answer whether it's got accommodation upstairs?
Or your wife's business.
I'll approach it from a...
You can come back next week after you've got an injunction.
Do you know what
a
dormer bungalow is?
I know what a dormer bungalow
is. What is it?
I'm not going to say because it might make you think that I live in one.
Yeah?
I know what one is, though.
Do you sleep upstairs or downstairs?
I sleep peacefully.
Oh, clever.
Like a baby.
Well, that's
like a bald baby.
That's the end of the wife's questions. Thank you.
I enjoyed that. She's got some more for next week.
Of course she will.
Bring them along.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number smart beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number limited edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Oh, Andy.
Yeah?
Please, can I do Guess a Footballer? I enjoy it.
Did we get it finished last week?
Well, I took a bit away because you stopped playing, but...
All right, go on then.
All right. I'm thinking of a player. Who is it? Yes or no answers.
Is it Christian Eriksen?
No.
I wasted that one, didn't I?
Yeah, wasted, gone.
Does he wear blue?
No. There is a blue in the kit, yeah.
Ah.
If you're asking me, it's not a blue kit.
There is blue in it?
Yeah.
Does he wear white?
There is white in the kit.
Is it Christian? No. Is it Harry Kane?
No. And for the time being, no more questions.
I'm on tenterhooks now.
Right.
So literal tenterhooks.
It's not as bad as game as it is, if you see what I mean.
Some of our listeners have been questioning us again.
Yeah.
Things they want to know. I'll try one or two of them.
Okay.
This is quite interesting, actually. The valid point from KQ Anderson. Why do referees wear knee-high socks when they don't wear shin pads?
That's a good question.
Isn't it?
There's no
reason whatsoever why referees should wear knee-high socks. They could quite easily just wear them ankle socks that you wear with trainers when you're on holiday. They aren't actually visible.
I mean, I suppose, did footballers originally have shin pads?
They didn't originally, but some of them chose to wear the socks around the ankles, didn't they?
Yeah, like, there was Thomas at QPR used to do it.
And Chris Waddle used to do it.
Waddle, yeah. And that lad at Villa does it, Grealish.
He still does it. He's a walking disaster. He's an accident waiting to happen, Grealish.
Because of his lack of safety.
He's going to lose his shins.
Yeah. See, young people, you see, They think their shins will last
careless,
forever.
Aren't they?
How are your shins?
My shins are robust.
Yeah. They're not really long, though, are they? They're not as long as you'd expect from a man who was 5'7". That's what I was thinking.
You get the job done.
Do you like my new shoes, by the way?
I'm looking at them and I'm wondering why. Why you've chosen them?
Well, they're sage coloured.
Yeah.
Right. That's nice, isn't it?
It's different. What's that stain at the top?
No, it's a detail.
Is it?
It does look a bit like bird line, doesn't it?
But yeah.
Anyway, they've got a patented technology in the sole.
Right.
That makes them more comfortable than, say, having angels take you along on your route.
So you don't even feel as if you're touching the ground. You just feel like you're floating
amazing.
Along.
Literally lighter than air. I'm not promoting them, so I won't mention the name.
Right.
But
I hope they are comfortable because they look ridiculous.
Oh, they look fucking awful, don't they?
Yeah.
But the comfort of them, you know, but...
Can I ever go on them later on?
What size feet have you got?
Eight.
About four?
An eight, actually.
An eight?
Yeah, because
I'm
5'7".
You've got wide feet.
I might have. Have you got another question?
I'll have another... Actually, no, that's... I have no idea what the answer to that is, and I would... I think some of the skinnier, more thrush-like linesmen that you see a lot of, you know? I think that... They must be very happy that they do have the long sock.
I think they just do it just to try and reinforce their authority.
Do you think Leighton Baines wears his kids'
the footballing
shorts?
Mod?
Yeah.
Wears his kids' shorts?
Yeah, his son's
he'll
shorts.
He'll get them from the kids' section of the shop.
God, they're tiny.
I think they'll give him his shorts before the match and he'll go around the club shop and he'll say, I've got these, can I swap them for some kids' shorts?
Yeah.
They'll say, have you got a receipt? I say, oh, I've lost it.
Man. And they'll say, Leighton, you're always forgetting it.
But he'll have it in a bag, an official bag, and they'll say, right, that's kind of a proof of purchase. We'll swap them for you this time, but next time you need a receipt.
Yeah, I like this.
And he'll go off giving them the visa.
Hiya, Leighton, what is it? Come on, it's kick-off zone. Yeah, it's just, I bought these, and my son got them for us for today's match, but he got them extra large. And I just wanted to... No, it's difficult for him. He'd have to say they were for his son.
Yeah. He bought them for his son, but he picked the wrong ones up.
I bought these for his son, and I threw the bag away because that would have ruined the surprise. Like,
probably.
I can see what Leighton's
and
up
will
to.
They try and upsell to him as well? Will they say, would you like to buy a ruler, an Everton ruler? We've got them on special offer.
Yeah.
Or a pencil sharpener.
Yeah.
Or some golf tees. Because that's the sort of shite they sell, isn't it, in club shops?
I tell you what, I would
Has
like.
Has Middlesbrough got a club shop?
Yeah, it's vast.
Is
bigger
it?
Than a little, yeah.
Is it bigger than a mansion?
It's part of the ground. It's the biggest part of the Riverside Stadium.
It dwarfs the pitch, does it?
Yeah. Listen to this, though. Imagine this for like a YouTube sensation or something. We get a pair of Leighton Baines' shorts and we film as, is it, who's the right back, Chelsea? Abramovich? Is Ivanovic?
Ivanovic.
As Ivanovic tries to
I'm
put
Leighton... I'm glad you said the right back because that left back... He's been there for about 4 years now and I still can't say his name.
Aspicueta. Aspicueta.
Yeah, him. Anyway,
so,
back to
you'd
Ivanovic.
Watch that though, wouldn't you?
What, watching him try to get into Leighton Baines' shorts?
Trying to get into Leighton Baines' shorts. Be all right, that would be.
That would be a YouTube sensation, yeah.
I went a bit Somerset and be all right, that would be.
I'd love some of that.
That
would
be something, wouldn't it?
Well, it's a nice change from our northern tones.
Yeah, true.
Because we've probably alienated a lot of the southerners.
You know this Brexit thing?
Yeah.
Well, you know, like, I don't want your opinion on it.
I haven't got one.
But like you know about economics. Actually, you do.
Do I?
Yeah, saving money. Will it save us money to Brexit?
It depends on whether Poundland can still source some of their stuff from the Far East or not.
You're just thinking of your very local needs.
My immediate needs.
How will it affect my
I've
local
left this
pound
studio
shop?
Today. Yeah.
Yeah, well, I'm going to stop that line of
No, I want to know more about what you were going to say.
Well, what I was going to say is like Brexit sounds like a breakfast biscuit, doesn't it?
Is that another one of your jokes?
No, it's not. It's just I don't think I Brexit's the ones who want to go out, yeah? Who want to leave the EUC.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is it not the EUC?
EEC. Yeah.
EEC.
It's EUC.
I don't even think it's the EEC anymore.
Is
I think
it
it's
not?
The EU.
When did that change then?
No, I voted for the EU.
I didn't exactly. I don't remember going in and voting for the EU.
I would never have voted for the EU.
I voted in 75 and I voted for the Common Market.
Common Market, or there might have been a bracket EEC.
Yeah.
EU.
What's that short for?
God, we've had the wool pulled over, haven't we, though?
Wake up, sheeple.
So, can I give you another two questions for me footballer, Andy?
Two?
Yeah. At this stage, you've established a bit
right.
of blue.
A bit of blue,
a bit
of white. Is he an international footballer?
Yes.
That was quite telling. I need to think about that a bit. Does he score a lot of goals?
Very, very occasionally. That's your questions up. If you want to have a guess, you're more than welcome.
Debbie Alley.
Nah, not Debbie Alley. What was the blue in Tottenham's kit?
It's like dark blue, isn't it? The shorts and the socks.
Are they?
The shorts are dark blue. They're not black.
I had them down as black. That's a revelation.
I think they're dark blue, aren't they?
C-O-Y-S, that's what
so
they're...
So you're a Spurs player then.
So you've made progress.
Badgered that out of you. This week...
Yeah.
An Arsenal fan...
Yeah.
...tried to pick a fight with West Ham's mascot.
Right.
What do you think of that? A grown man trying to pick a fight.
I don't think you should goad things that are trying to entertain children. Just as a basic principle. You know, like...
Yeah.
Remy Descartes, would he have said something about how to live your life?
Who was he?
He was a philosopher. I'm trying to think of someone clever.
Who did he play for?
Anyway, you would say, like, in your life... No, you know, like, Kojak did a song, and it's like, always do this, or...
Yeah.
Some song, it's like talking.
Was it called If?
I'm thinking of another one. So another one, a bloke saying stuff about how you should lead your life. But anyone was it like, don't goad mascots at football.
Was that the sunscreen one?
Yeah, that one.
Yeah.
That one.
That wasn't Telly Savalas.
No, but it got you there. Telly got you there, though, didn't he?
I don't know how he got there, but yeah, that was...
Anyway, I'm not responding greatly to your question. Do you goad cartoon characters?
No, you can't, can you? I think that's all I've got on that.
Okay, well, I got me tickets for the Euros this weekend, eh?
Are you going?
Got me tickets for Marseille.
You don't like Marseille, though, do you?
No, I don't like... Well, I mean, I shouldn't say that, but...
But you have twice.
You know, it's the birthplace of Le Corbusier and his brutal architecture. Mm. His big, like, tower block is there. And it's the birthplace of Zidane.
Yep.
With his chest-height headbutts.
Yep.
Brutal.
Brutal.
And I think there's a bit of a...
Is it a bit too much for you and your delicate sensibilities?
I am delicate.
You are? Yeah,
because, once again, you failed to mention the fact that I am delicate because of being very ill. Are you wondering how I'm getting on or not really?
I couldn't give a shit.
You couldn't give a shit?
No. I don't even think you're ill.
Yeah, but do you want to see the scar?
No, I don't want to see your scar.
I'll spew up if you want. Do you want me to spew
go
up?
Go on then, spew up.
I can spew up on demand.
You spewed up 3 seconds before we started, so you're going to be able to do it again.
That was spitting. So, I mean, I'm Marseille for 5 nights.
Right.
Then I move up, right the way up north, to Lens. You can't get a hotel room anywhere near Lens. And I'm far too ill to camp. As I usually do.
Are you not checking into a hospital to get your blood changed or something?
So I'm staying in Lille. Do you know anything about Lille?
Nothing.
Why do you know nothing about it?
Because I'm pig ignorant.
Anyway, I then go from Lille all the way back down to Lyon for us when we play in Saint-Étienne.
Right.
No hotels available in Saint-Étienne.
So what are you going to do?
Last train back. Last train at the moment is exactly the same time as the end of the match.
Why are you even bothering?
Well, have you never been to a Euros or a World Cup? It's terrific.
No.
As Tony the Tiger would say, they're great. Honestly, they really are.
I'm not a millionaire celebrity, you say, so I can't
millionaire.
Afford... Well, you live in a mansion.
What makes me say I'm living in a mansion?
Because you're a millionaire.
I've got a 3-bedroom semi-detached house.
You're a millionaire,
house.
You're on the telly.
Well, let's... Scotch eggs.
What about them?
I don't know, except I saw that someone had put that down as a question. That
just
they wanted
Scotch
us
eggs.
To discuss
just
Scotch
that.
Eggs. Do you want to?
Nah, nothing to say. Have you ever had a beanie?
Bean roundy, you mean, the chippy?
A beanie, yeah.
They call them
bean roundies,
do you? Bean rounders down in the borough.
Yeah, a beanie.
They don't know them down south at all.
I've just discovered my local chippy does them.
They're
as rare as hen's teeth now.
They're beautiful, aren't they? What it is, ladies, it's the southern people, is it's deep fried. It's the same shape as a fish cake, the ones I always get. And in the centre is baked beans, surrounded by potato, and then battered. Oh, was it breadcrumbed, the bean?
Battered, I think, wasn't it?
Battered. It's beautiful, isn't it?
It is.
You can get a pea fritter down here, which is processed peas made
into a bowl. I wonder if we could get sponsorship for this podcast from the Beanie Council, the UK Beanie Council.
Bean Rounders.
Or Bean Rounders.
I mean, the beauty of the Bean Rounder is that it's value, 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 because you can't make that at home.
Nah.
You haven't got the technology.
It's alchemy, isn't it?
Beans inside mashed potato and then deep fry it.
Mashed potato?
Yes, well, what?
Sausage meat.
Fuck off.
What? Beans, sausage, meat, butter.
Oh, well, all you see, I'm smoggy, I'm further down, slightly poorer neck of the woods. Ours is clearly beans, potato, butter.
That's horrible, that.
Yeah, well, if you're ever up there, do try it, boys and girls, because they're either way, I'm sure it's beautiful with sausage meat.
That's
as well.
Like someone's took a lump of Poo Man's cottage pie and just chucked it in the fryer.
Chucked it in your face.
It's horrible. Fucking hell.
Well, we're running out of time.
Not, though. You are, because you want to get home for dinner, date. I could do this for hours.
No, you probably could as well. You probably do at home.
What do you reckon Manuel Pellegrini's state of mind's like at the minute?
Oh, he's indifferent to the whole lot.
He couldn't give a shit, could he?
I mean, look at that haircut. It's magnificent.
He's thinking, I'm better than this.
Yeah. Look at my hair.
I'm off at the end of the season.
Yeah, like I give a shit, a single shit.
What do you reckon he's doing day to day? Because he's obviously not doing anything constructive, is he? It's that kind of vibe where you're working your time out at a job.
Yeah.
And you don't put any effort in, do you?
Yeah, well, all I would say, Annie, is you are right, but there's levels of it. You know, if McLaren was seeing out his time, yeah, he'd do nothing except bake or something. But I do think Pellegrini's got a bit of integrity.
Yeah.
I think so, yeah. He's
well,
66.
He must have more than me. He's 66.
He's 66, that man.
He must have more integrity than me, because if I was him, I'd be burying bags of prawns under the floorboards and that.
Well, why would you do that?
Just as a goodbye. Just to leave a bit of a
stink.
A sourness for them.
The world.
For the way they've treated him.
The world's biggest poppadom, yeah? Would you go and say that? Be honest, Andy. It's not that far away. It's not a big journey. You're on the motorway.
If it's within an hour.
No, literally, you're going down the A1. Little sign that you get in America. Tea, coffee, world's biggest pop.
Yeah, of course I would.
I'd be there. That's interesting, though. Of course I would.
Yeah.
I think we should do a crowdfunder to build the world's biggest pop-a-dom.
Where would we have it, though?
I think it needs to be easy, at least air road access.
Right in the middle of the country. M1 somewhere.
Do you know the A1? You know when you go up the A1, there's an adult bookshop.
There is, isn't there? I think there's more than one.
Well, they've got...
Because there used to be little chefs and now they're... Bongo stores.
Yeah, well, now they've got to be going under, haven't they?
What, the bongo stores?
Yeah, with the internet, no?
That stuff sells forever, that sort of thing.
Well, maybe you...
Bored businessmen pulling over.
Well, they could just put the computer on, couldn't they? Do they really need the stuff from the A1 pawn shop?
I don't know.
Well, anyway, if it's not them, all right, maybe they're going through great... I don't know. So maybe, you know, maybe on one of those temporary pitches by the motorway, like burger bars... We just tent off the big poppadom. You can't have people seeing it.
Right.
Or they won't pay, will they?
Okay.
Well, I just wondered if you fancy crowdfunding.
I think we should, I'll have a go at that.
Okay, so I'll look into that.
Once.
I'll look into Van Gaal's insanity and I'll look into crowdfunding poppadom.
Okay. Before we go, just want to mention again, we're on Twitter. We are at Atletico Mints. If people want to try and communicate with us via that medium, they can do that. We're on the iTunes. If you're listening to this on iTunes, subscribe, because you might miss out, because we might do...
Would it be missing out?
Yeah, because we might do like little rogue ones, like little 3.5 minute ones that just come up and
out.
Just... Like a little squeaker that comes out.
A
little Tommy squeaker that you're not expecting.
I was once... I'm going to return... Do you want me to return to feces or footballers in flight?
I haven't guessed the footballer yet.
Oh, come on then. Another three you can have.
Premier League.
God. White in the kit.
White in the
blue
kit.
Blue in the
blue
kit.
In the kit.
International.
Damn me. No, I've got nothing.
Well, you can have a question, can't you?
God, is he a kind man?
Yes, he does look reasonably kind, yeah.
Is it Mark Noble?
Andy, where is the white in the West Ham kit?
Shorts, isn't it?
No, we're struggling.
It's not West Ham either.
No, it's not.
Are we going to carry this over as a rollover till next week?
It's so obvious what team it is.
Oh!
What?
It's what's his name? Sami Nasri.
Oh, man, forget it. I'll tell them I'll give it away for the benefit of the listeners. It's a Newcastle player. Black, white, and blue. That little blue saddle they've got on, Andy, were you forgetting that?
Yeah.
Was the blue saddle introduced as a way of gently introducing the Wonga colours into
That is a way of enraging their fans, I think.
Simple as that.
Mike Ashley's one man campaign against their fans.
So, Newcastle player. Go on, kind face. I have one guess.
Chick Tiotti.
You think he's got a kind face? I think it's quite menacing. It's Carlos Cocaccini. Is it obvious?
I've had a dose of that, you know.
What? How do you mean?
Cocaccini. It's not nice. Laid us up for a week, that
day. Well, shall I hold over me footballer in flight till next time?
Yeah, you might as well.
Okay. So Didier Drogba it is, by the way. Yeah. Got a nice story about him.
Right.
Yeah. Mid-flight, watching Mrs. Doubtfire, the movie, and the hilarity that ensued.
You might as well just tell us now, then.
No, I ain't going to tell you.
Is it a long one?
No, because your initial instinct was to censor me and say you're not interested.
Well, I thought you wanted to get off, that was all.
Well, what time is it? Well, that's of no interest to the people at home.
It's time to end this. No, Before we go,
yeah,
can I just ask you one question?
Of course, yeah.
Andy Carroll, yes or no?
To take him to the Euros?
No, I don't elaborate. Andy Carroll, yes or no?
For me?
Yes or no, Bob?
Yes. Well,
as he sucks on a crack pipe, Bob Mortimer advocates Andy Carroll. I also say yes.
Thank you very much, everyone, for listening. If you're interested in helping us achieve the world's biggest poppadom, please get in touch. And anyone who has any information regarding the clinical insanity of Van der Gaal, please get in touch.
Thank you and good night.
Good night.
Ever catch yourself eating the same flavorless dinner 3 days in a row? Dreaming of something better? Well, HelloFresh is your guilt-free dream come true, baby. It's me, Keke Palmer. Let's wake up those taste buds with hot, juicy pecan-crusted chicken or garlic-butter shrimp scampi. Mm. HelloFresh. Stop dreaming of all the delicious possibilities and dig in at HelloFresh.com. Let's get this dinner party started.